afternoon. Welcome to the KXCB KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Reminder, too, that you're listening to KXCB Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. Along with Matt Trenton, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, seems like it's been a long time since we've been live on site for a coaches show, interrupted by COVID and a few different things. But the fall sports season right now looks like it's on the schedule and right around the corner with the big weekend coming up for Northwest Missouri State athletes.
What were we looking at? March of 2020, whenever everything was shutting down, and we were at a Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville was our last live one. Of course, last year we wanted to be out here at Pizza Ranch, and COVID wouldn't allow that, and so we ended up recording it at Lamp Connectivity Center there on campus at Northwest. But it's good to be back out. It's good to be in the community, seeing these athletes and the coaches, and knowing there's a lot coming up. And John, it all gets started Thursday night. Northwest Missouri State football is a huge matchup against Fort Hays State, two of the top teams in the conference here for quite a few years in a row now. Of course, both coaches well-respected and get along great, so it's kind of a fun matchup, too, to the way they get along there. But even going beyond that, too, you think about volleyball is opening up their season. Got down in Tampa, Florida, they have four matches coming up this weekend, including one against number 5 Tampa. That'll be really interesting to see how they come out after playing so well last spring. Soccer's in Sioux Falls on Friday, then back home on Sunday, so they're going to have a busy couple of days. The cross-country team opens things up with the Bearcat Cross-Country Open in Maryville on Friday night. We also have tennis coming up on Sunday. They're playing in Leavenworth. Golf actually starts up early next week, too. So there's just a lot going on around Northwest Missouri State.
You know, and of the sports that you talked about, most all of those had an opportunity to have some kind of season last year, not the type of season that they're normally used to. Again, volleyball, soccer had a spring season. Football really is the only one that had everything completely wiped out. So they've done a lot of practicing the last year and a half or so, and I'm sure they're ready to get out there and just play some real football.
Oh, big time. And just seeing a different helmet across the way from you, hitting someone else, going after a quarterback that's not your own guy, I mean, that has to be huge for this team. We got to see them in the scrimmage last Thursday. I think that feeling of knowing that football was that close, I mean, you could tell that these guys are hungry for it. So that's going to be a lot of fun when they take on Fort Hays State. And you have to tip your cap to these guys, too, for, you know, some of these guys, as they're calling them, you know, super seniors, kind of putting their lives on hold to stick around for one more season of Bearcat football. That's difficult to do because I think you come in with kind of a plan once you get into college. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to get my education. Then, bam, I'm getting a career. COVID hits and everybody puts everything on hold. So they stuck around, and quite a few of those guys coming back this year and in pursuit of a national championship. Why not? So I think this is a very talented football team, and it's going to be fun to see them on Thursday.
Yeah, it really is. They're going to be tested right off the bat. Then you've had week two. It's a Lincoln next Thursday at Bearcat Stadium. They'll open up the home portion of the schedule and then back on the road for what could be another big matchup in Warrensburg there that next Saturday. So in two of the first 3 weeks, you're facing the other two teams that are picked to be at the top of the MIAA preseason polls. So they're going to have to be ready to go really right from the opening kickoff, and it's going to be a very important first few weeks of this season.
Oh, it's huge. And, you know, within the football locker room, within that program, they're sitting there saying, 1 week at a time, we're not thinking about anything except being ready for practice on Tuesday afternoon, rightfully so. You and I can speculate. We can look at that, though, too. And that preseason coaches poll in the MIAA, Northwest won, Fort Hays and Central Missouri both tied for number two. So it's like, it's a dogfight in the MIAA. You know it's going to be. And so the conference went ahead and rolled out the schedule of go on the road week one, take on Fort Hays. Go on the road week three and take on UCM. I mean, it's a gauntlet. And if you survive that and you end up 3-0, I think Northwest Missouri State should feel pretty good about themselves moving forward. A still tough conference slate with the Missouri Westerns and Emporia States, Washburns of the World still lurking. But, yeah, these first 3 weeks, especially coming off of nothing last year, like you mentioned, Fort Hays State didn't do any scrimmages either. They didn't have anything. Central Missouri, they planned on them as well as Northwest, but those all got wiped out because of COVID. I mean, these are top programs that are chomping at the bit to play, to win, to hoist an MIAA trophy and beyond. So to think that we're throwing all this into the first month of the season, this is going to be huge.
Yeah, it really is, and we've got a good show on hand for you here this afternoon from Pizza Ranch as we talk Bearcat sports. We've got a lot more coming up on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering a walk-in clinic weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and 8 a.m. to noon each Saturday. Appointments can be requested online, and 24-hour call-in scheduling is available. More information at clarindahealth.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911 or in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we're broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch during this noontime. And time to turn our attention to football. And with us is Zach Howard, a defensive lineman on the Northwest Missouri State football team. And Zach, it's great to have you with us on the show and actually talk some football and some competition coming up for you guys.
Oh, yeah. It'll be exciting, especially after 2 years, right? 2 years hiatus.
How tough was that for you? Just go through, let's just talk about last fall and the fact that at that time there's a possibility of playing a little, kind of reset yourself two or three different times during the fall last year, and then all of a sudden have everything kind of pulled out from underneath you at the very end.
Yeah, it was definitely tough. Just like you said, just thinking we're going to get to play a little bit here and there, whether it was just two games or not, but we take it day by day, and Coach Wright kind of sets us up pretty well, just understanding nothing's given to us. So just taking it day by day and just you know, being ready to play if that opportunity presented itself. But it didn't, so.
And we are joined by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, as well. And, guys, again, it's good having you with us on the show. And it's nice, tell him, Zach, it's just nice to be able to talk about an actual game coming up here for you guys.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. We're really excited for the opportunity. We know we've got a very formidable opponent and it's on the road, but it's just been a long time, and our guys are ready to go play a football game and take a test, and they've sacrificed a lot to get to this point. And I'm really proud of the 14 seniors that stuck around, or the super seniors as we affectionately refer to them as. They've literally put their lives on hold, so to have an opportunity to have a season and a pathway to yes, has everybody fired up.
How difficult was it from a coaching staff standpoint through the last couple of years to keep the players as fresh as possible, not only physically but mentally, to go through all this? Because this is just new territory for everyone involved.
Yeah, it definitely was. You know, probably the thing that was most difficult for me, and I'll reflect on it from my own perspective, is just that, you try based within your schedule to provide a level of comfort, stability, and clarity for the players. And the difficult thing is they're so used to being, typically I'm going to, at the end of July, be able to tell you what we're doing every single day from the time that fall camp starts until the national championship. Now, whether we get there or not, that plan is laid down and it's pretty much the gospel. And, unfortunately, going through the COVID year, things were changing hourly, daily. There was never a plan, and so the players are looking at me like, what the heck are we doing? And it was hard because I could watch them struggling with it mentally, and I was struggling with it mentally. Just, one day you've got a whole position group out, you can't practice. Another day you've got, 15 guys out due to contact trace, you can't do this. Then, people are changing guidelines, and what can we do? What can we not do? We're going to play, we're not going to play. That part was the hardest, and it was really hard, I guess, personally for me to watch my players go through it, because, my job is to kind of be that guide for them in the process. And I was going through it, you know, just as blindly as they were.
I guess if there is one small silver lining to this, from the offensive standpoint, you brought in Todd Sturdy as your offensive coordinator right about the time all this began to hit, where now you've got a little bit more time to get his offense put in place because of all this.
You know, no doubt about it. You know, if there was one supreme blessing out of all this, not having spring practice, not being able to get together over the summer, not being able to do the normal things that a new person coming in gets to do, it's a huge advantage for us. They, you know, because when Todd came in, he revamped everything as far as terminology, play calling, how we do things, why we do things. He was trying to familiarize himself with players and their skill sets to put them in the best possible situations to be successful. So having a year to get our feet underneath us is definitely an advantage for us offensively.
Now, my understanding, too, of what he's brought into the program are a lot of things that maybe not necessarily going to show up for the stands, people watching some of the formations or things, but just some of the different things that the offensive line has to do out of his offense and things that have set up to where that they've really taken to what he is bringing in as into this program.
Yeah, there's a lot more checks with regards to protections. There's things that Braden can get the offensive line into. There's a lot more responsibility within the front as far as making calls based on the defensive front, based on blitz, you know, stuff like that. So there is more onus put on the kids. That's something that I gravitate towards because that's exactly what I do with my defensive guys. We play a lot of what we call Husker check, and then everything that happens on the field is what we've coached during the week or leading up into the season. And I call it giving the keys to the car to the players, because they're the ones that are going to be able to match up to the formations and the things that they're seeing on the field. And so that we're kind of taking a page out of that on the offensive side of the playbook, and it makes you more multiple and more effective.
As far as preparing for the start of the season, again, going through last year with COVID, what are there other type of protocols this year that everyone has to deal with, even though things look a lot better, that still are in place and may be in place for maybe for the long term as far as preparing for seasons?
Just little things. I mean, masks in the meetings. You know, right now the university has a policy that anytime you're in a classroom, you have to have a mask on. You know, making sure there's just little things as far as travel arrangements, where we are in the vaccination protocols, you know, how I have to address different situations like that. You know, the nice thing is we don't have the mandatory PCR testing that we were going to have to do a year ago. So that's been alleviated to some degree. I got one this morning. You know, all public bus transportation, you have to wear a mask. So haven't even unveiled that to these guys yet. But that's going to be something that we're going to have to do on the buses. It's just more mitigation stuff than anything else. I think these guys would all gladly trade that, though, for the opportunity to get to go play and do what they love to do.
And, Rich, let's talk about you're on the defensive side here. It must feel good when you look who we've got at the table here, having Zach Howard lining up on that defensive line for you.
He definitely helps me sleep a little better at night and maintains whatever little bit of hair I have left on my head. he's a tremendous leader and a better person. He's you know, one of the – in my time, excuse me, in 18 years here, he's the only kid that's ever started on the defense or played on the defensive line as a freshman. And, you know, he's just grown so much in his role, now becoming a captain. He's very much a vocal leader of our defense. You know, I can't say enough good things about him. But it's just what he does and what he adds value to, both on and off the field, that make him a special individual. He's always willing to give his time in the community. He gives back to young kids. He's just a tremendous person. And, you know, those are what we try and recruit at Northwest Missouri State, but by the time Zach Howard gets done here, he's going to leave this place better because he'd been here in his tenure.
Zach, when he first came into this program, did you envision yourself having such an immediate impact in this program as a freshman?
I don't know about, you know, you always have the dream or that goal to play or to make an impact, but, my expectation was I was going to redshirt. I was going to, you know, sit out a year, get faster, stronger, and you know, a college football player through Joe Q's program and through just practicing. But just going through camp, Coach Wright gave me some tips on how to progress a little faster and just to grow and to go. And that was just kind of to play fast and just to learn on the fly. And so That's what I try to do is just play fast. And then I think after about a week, you kind of talked to me that I was going to travel, but I wasn't going to, you know, dress out and play, just kind of get a feel for it. And then 2 days after that, you kind of called me in your office and you're like, hey, if you want, we can pull your redshirt and you can play a little bit. So that was the route we did. And Missouri Western, I think I got somewhere between 12 and 15 snaps, and it kind of just went on from there.
And now as a captain on this team, what are some of the things you've tried to relay on to the younger players now coming through the program?
Yeah, just how we do things here is a big one. We always try to hit on the Bearcat way or how our culture is. Obviously, like, highlight the traditions here and, you know, what Coach T did back in 97, 98, and also, you know, what they built along the way. Things change. People change, but our culture, you know, for the most part, stays the same. It's a very competitive and winning culture, and that's kind of what we want to relate to the young guys, is to compete every day and to just, you know, like, do the right things all the time. So the small things, go to class on time. Hey, if you have any issues, just, you know, talk to an older guy. We have a high standard for our freshmen to be able to just play at a high level, even if they are freshmen, to go to class, to, you know, just be good individuals. And like Coach said, we get a lot of really, really good kids, really good, you know, just teammates and brothers and stuff like that. So it's not hard to do, but you just kind of got to bring them along and make sure they're doing the right thing.
Now, I've noticed a lot of times in that answer you talked about go to class. And looking at your background, that's been a very important part of your life, even going back to high school, on the National Honor Society and being an academic scholar at Northwest as well. So that's something that you take very seriously.
Then. Yes, sir. Grew up in a teaching household. My grandpa's a teacher and a high school football coach, middle school football coach, and my mom's a teacher and uncle teaches. So I'm sure it goes on. But just grew up in, you know, realized the importance of school and the importance of, you know, respect in a classroom. I was always comfortable in classrooms because I grew up in them. After school, I'd go and hang out in another 3 hours in a school, you know. So I was always in school. Just, I just try to give them, the teachers, the respect that they deserve to try to teach a class, even if it's not a class in my education department. It's just, I'm going to grow up to be a teacher. So I want that respect from my kids, my students when I teach. So yeah, just showing up, understanding that I'm not going to be the best at everything or, you know, necessarily even get A's at all the time, but just to show up, do my best and leave the rest, you know, out there.
Now, my next question for both of you deals with just the reaction after the scrimmage on Thursday night. I heard a couple of players talking among themselves, saying, man, I forgot how exhausting that live football and what it does to take out of you after having a couple of years off. Just from both of your standpoints, the coaching as well as that scrimmage and things, how different was that to just get out and have just game-like conditions last Thursday?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let him speak first because I never stepped between the lines, so I'll let him give you the player's perspective, and then I'll kind of give you my synopsis.
We practice hard here, so he does a great job pushing our tempo in practice, and I think it's player-led too, but it's just different when you get out there and you really want to hit someone. You pick up the speed even more. You can't simulate that in practice no matter how hard you try. You're running around, you know, 10 to 20 extra yards each play just to make sure that it gets down, the ball does, on the defensive side of the ball. It's just those little tiny things that add up, and, you know, six plays in practice feels like two or three in a game. So, Coach preaches it all the time. He says, you know, he has us run past what we need to run past, and we get, you know, we kind of do, the play's dead, you know, but he always is pushing us. He's like, it's not going to be dead in the game. You got to go. And so, we're well prepared because of him but it's a little more exhausting. Just picks it up a little bit.
I think, from a coach's perspective and doing this for so many years now, the one thing that you see, and particularly early in the season, is that I have no way to prepare them for the adrenaline rush that's going to happen when they get out on a football field again and they're playing against somebody else. So it's even going to be magnified over what it was a week ago. And to anybody that hasn't ever played competitive sports at that level, it's just physically draining. It just is. And so you're breathing harder, you're playing harder, and so you fatigue faster. And so that's one thing we've tried to push this week is our depth, being able to roll different people in and out of the football game, what that structure looks like. You know, I rotate a lot of defensive linemen, but we've got to be calculated in how we do it. But it's just it's a different speed. It's different. You know, Joe Quinlan does an amazing job of getting our kids ready to play football. But at the same time, there's just a difference between, you know, training for football and playing football. And until you start to do it and get into it, it's more difficult. And then you add the heat and humidity to it early in the season, and, you know, that magnifies things a little bit. They get into, you know, it's a little easier, particularly for these big guys, to do it down in and down out when the weather gets a little bit cooler. So you know, something we just got to build towards and work into. But, yeah, it's definitely different.
And how much of a factor going into Thursday night's game with Fort Hays State will those type of things play into the game as much as just the normal X's and O's as you go into this big matchup?
Oh, I think they're huge. I mean, you know, some of it we control and some of it we don't. You know, one of the things that we try and preach as a defense is, obviously we don't control what happens on the other side of the ball, but we do control how many snaps were out there. So the ability to get off the field on third down, be able to take your breaks, be able to do those things are within our direct control. And so we've got to try and minimize Hayes' opportunities with the football. If they go on extended drives, we've got to be calculated in how we roll guys in and out. One of the things that I try to do is, you know, depending upon how good I think my depth is being a little more strategic and placing one guy in at a time rather than making mass substitutions. Like I grew up around hockey. I'm not doing line changes like in a hockey game. So it's really more bringing a guy in, taking a guy out, and then every couple plays trying to roll another guy in there, so that we keep our core of defensive linemen in the game.
Well, I need to let you go here pretty quick, but before I let you go, Rich, just real quick, when you look at this matchup with Fort Hays State, it's been one of the bigger games on the schedule here the last 3 to 4 years now. Just kind of talk about some of the big keys to this matchup coming up Thursday night.
I'm going to be honest. It's kind of hard to address in terms of personnel and stuff like that just because, you know, we haven't played since 2019. But the things that I'm going to know, they're going to be extremely well coached. Their quarterback's a veteran. He's going to distribute the ball. We've got to create pressure on him and get the ball off before he wants to throw it. We've got to do a good job of muddying his reads. You know, I think that those things are going to be important. Offensively, you know, we got to keep out of third down and long situations. I think the more that we can stay ahead of the chains, the better off we're going to be. Establishing the running game is always a big piece of what we do here. And Al's looked really good in camp, and I think between he and Devontae and the rest of the running backs, hopefully we can get that going. And then, you know, it's going to come down to the same things it always does. You know, we got to try and minimize the explosive plays, and we got to try and take advantage of them on offense, and then special teams. You know, the toughest thing about week one, and these guys are probably sick of me saying it, it's not the most talented team that wins week one, it's the team that makes the fewest mistakes. And so you've seen it all throughout college football. Historically, you'll have those 1AA teams come in. You know, the App State game several years ago against Michigan now comes immediately to my mind. And everybody wonders why those things happen. Well, they're big mistakes in key situations that usually turn the tide and create opportunities for teams that otherwise wouldn't have them. So we just got to do a great job of taking care of the football, be great on special teams, and everybody just do their job. If we do that, I think we'll be happy with the outcome.
All right, sounds good, guys. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, that's Rich Wright, the head coach of the Northwest football team, as well as Zach Harrod, a member of that strong defensive line that the Bearcats have. We are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. We'll be back and have more on our coaches show right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or Facebook.com/Pitts Body Shop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving residents and employees in Nottoway, Andrew, Atchison, Holt, and Worth counties, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch here in Maryville, a new location for the Coaches Show, and a new time from when we were live before. It seems like a long time ago before COVID hit, Coach Mark Gordon.
Yes, it's good to be back to some normal things here.
As we talk soccer, and I guess one of the things that's a little bit different from your standpoint is when we were just talking with Coach Wright and Zach Howard football-wise, is you were able to have a season despite it being a little bit different with a spring season. So it's not been that long since you guys have actually been out playing for real.
Yeah, I think the spring was really beneficial for our 2020 freshmen that came in and had some pretty good growth. And helping them help our 2021s that have just come in transition, and just been a good fit in every way. I've been asked if there's been any setback with the short gap, the rest. I think the girls were excited to get back and get going again. So I think, you know, the summer that we had allowed for them to rest up and get going again.
And you've already had a scrimmage this past weekend, a trip over to Kirksville to try to get some of the rust out to get ready for this season.
Yeah, so we went over to Truman, identified some really good stuff that we're doing. We also identified some things we needed to work on. Had about a week and had another opportunity against Augustana. Same kind of thing, fixed some things and found some new things to work on.
Well, that's what the scrimmages are designed for.
Yes. So,
and as you look at the season coming up, right around the corner here as well this upcoming weekend, but talk about some young players in your program. You've got, 14 freshmen, a redshirt freshman, I believe, a part of your program. Just talk about the leadership the upperclassmen have to provide to help bring them along.
You know, the juniors and seniors specifically, and our super seniors or COVID seniors, however they're looked upon, that was part of a group when I arrived, and we talked about, when I met with them, about some culture changes and things that they felt they wanted to change, and they've been a massive part of that change. And I've simply told them, you know, the more quickly we can have our new players comfortable and confident, the more available and ready they are going to be to perform with you for the team to have success. And they really grasp that and have been really good over the last 3 years of implementing that. And it's trickled down. So that's been a good culture change for us in terms of them feeling accepted and having that role in the program immediately.
Again, we are broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch. It's our first coaches show of the year. We're talking with soccer coach Mark Gordon. And Mark, you brought along Maddie McKeever. Tell us a little bit about Maddie and what she brings to your team.
Well, Maddie's one of our super seniors. Brings a lot of great leadership. Her team selected her as a captain for a couple years now. She can play in multiple lines. We utilize her skills the best in the midfield, kind of a defensive mid. Has an unbelievably powerful shot, takes a lot of our set pieces, and just kind of guides the team when she's out there on the field. So, yeah, we're looking forward to her senior year.
Yeah, Maddie, just kind of talk about everything that had to be involved with going through the COVID protocols and everything, it's spring season, now fall season coming up, and just some of the obstacles that players had to go through to get ready for this season.
Yeah, it was kind of different that we didn't get to play completely last fall, so we were just training for the spring. So then finally when we got to play some games, it felt a little more real, but still different. And we got to lay a foundation of what we wanted and what we wanted as a team. And then we added in these freshmen, like the true freshmen, that then bring in new, fresh ideas that are on top of our foundation. So it's just exciting to finally get to put all of it together and play this fall.
And what are some of the things that you've seen out of the changes that Coach Gordon has made coming in that you really like and that you're looking for some good things to come up this fall?
Yeah, really it's just been a 180 in the program with coming from the belief he has in us, the belief we can feel around the community, the belief that's created within our locker room. So just that's huge. Then we can go out there and trust ourselves, trust each other, that we can get the job done.
And just tell us a little bit about what brought you to Northwest to begin with here.
It's for sure the culture, because obviously it was a different coach. So soccer program was a little different, but I knew that Northwest was an amazing place to be, and the winning culture and all these other programs was amazing, and I wanted to be a part of something like that. So then Mark came in, and we were able to slowly change that, and hopefully this year we can really put like the final changes like that we want to leave as in our last season, to then keep them building in the future.
Well, and some of those changes you get take a look at and see how that works coming up this weekend. First of all, you got a trip, I understand, up north to get things started here.
Yeah, we have a split weekend. Typically, when we're on the road, we'll do two, but had some changes in the second one. So, yeah, going to go to Sioux Falls, have a running tradition since I've kind of been here, and they've come down here quite a bit for one reason or another. This will be our first trip up there, and they've been down here three or four times for us. So, yeah, it'll be good to return that. They generally give us a good match, help get us kicked off in the season, and just kind of build off of the opportunities that we had to see and the growth areas that we need from our scrimmages.
Then after that, home on Sunday as Wayne State comes in.
Yeah, so Wayne State is somebody new to me. Knew the previous coach. They're under new leadership there. I know that there's been a lot of hard work put into their program and trying to change the direction. And they wanted an opportunity to come play. And so, you know, anytime we can get a home match, don't have to travel too far, we'll take that opportunity. So know the assistant coach quite well there. They'll be prepared and ready, and we just have to equal their intensity.
I guess from a change from what is a normal weekend where you're generally on the road for two games and then come home for two or whatever, you have to turn around after a little bit of a long trip up to Sioux Falls. It's not terrible compared to some. I guess you can go on about 4 hours or so and get back, but then make sure they get the rest on Saturday, come back on Sunday.
Yeah, so when we'll get back pretty late. We'll have some things to do for some of the girls that maybe don't have heavy minutes on Saturday in the afternoon. We'll get the group that put in the heavy minutes, have them roll out and take care of their bodies and get ready for Sunday. So we're not going to change what we typically do in terms of our preparations before each match and what those weekends look like. But, yeah, it's going to be a late game, but get to keep our girls in class a little bit longer. Get back that early Saturday morning, and we'll get it figured out for Sunday.
All right, Maddie, I imagine you're looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, for sure. We're definitely really excited, and our sophomores and freshmen especially are ecstatic because the sophomores, it's their first real game also. So both of them are just really excited to get out there.
All right. Well, both of you, it's good to have you with us on the program here.
All right. Thank you very much.
Again, we've been talking soccer with the head coach, Mark Gordon, along with player offer his team, Maddie McKeever. We'll be back and have more from the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show right after this timeout.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry in Maryville. Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, contacts, and sunglasses. Dr. Losh is also available after hours for emergencies. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from King City Lumber. Their post frame and all steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about planning, design, and construction is at kingcitylumber.com.
Support comes from the Maryville Forum. For over 150 years, the Forum served the area with local news, sports, and information in print or online at maryvilleforum.com. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More at 562-2911. We're in office at 102 North Buchanan.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Back on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show live from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. We're talking Northwest Missouri State Volleyball. We have the Bearcat head coach, Amy Wirth, also joined by senior Maddie Ahrens. Appreciate you two coming on. And, Coach, I know for you specifically, the great part about the fall rolling back around, the volleyball season, is you got the coaches' shows. You get to come in and chat. And it's all kinds of fun, isn't it?
It is all kinds of fun. Got a little chicken ranch, as we call it sometimes.
There you go.
And
perfect.
It's always good to have some good food and some good talk.
Good food, good talk. And you started off, or you are going to start off, with a bang, heading down to Florida.
Yep.
Four matches this weekend. I mean, nothing like going all out after everything last fall kind of got jumbled up, right?
Sure, sure. We got an email inviting us to come to this tournament, and I said, why not, you know? And I think it's always fun every once in a while to get away and to do something fun like this for our program. So I felt like it was the right time.
Maddie, when you hear about this, you're getting to go to Tampa, you get a few days in Florida. Of course, it's business first, but is this one of those things that you're like, yeah, all in, this is what we want?
Yeah, I'm really excited just to be able to spend, like, more time, like, quality time with the team, and then just traveling gives you that opportunity. So I'm excited to just get to know the team more and hopefully do some damage on the court.
Did you guys lobby hard for a bus trip, or are you going to take a plane?
Plane. Yeah.
Oh, I think the bus would be more fun, right?
Oh, thank you. That's a long bus drive.
15, 18 hours.
It's a lot more like class missed. We can't do that.
Dang, that's too bad. But it's not a vacation. You've got some tough matches to start off
Correct.
With. Augustana getting rolling. They have a winning record 7 of their last 8 years. They won their exhibition with South Dakota a couple weeks ago. Then Ashland, 20-plus wins their last two full seasons. So that opening night, that's a big challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it is going to be a big challenge from the standpoint of, you know, taking on some regional opponents. But really, we just always focus on ourselves most of the time, you know, when it comes to making some game plan switches within there, we'll do that. But it's going to come down to us and what we do on our side of the court.
Is that something that once we get into MIAA play, you dissect a little bit more of what the opponent is doing, whereas the non-conference, it's about the Bearcats?
Yeah, we don't know too much about these teams, and they don't know very much about us. So I think you take one point at a time and leave it out on the court. We have a little more time once we get into conference, and we have a little more film to break down to be able to go in with more of a game plan when we get into conference.
So as a coach, you want to take it match by match. I don't want to look too far ahead. But wrapping up the weekend there with the fifth-ranked team in the preseason AVCA in Tampa, that's a great challenge. Northwest number 17, Tampa number 5, and that's a big one this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun matchup. On paper, statistically, they score a lot of points, so it'll be fun to be able to go up against a team that scores a lot of points and see, you know, where we measure up against that.
Maddie, for Northwest Missouri State coming in, this is the first time ever that the Bearcats have been ranked in the preseason AVCA. Is that something that is that a point of pride? Is that exciting, or is that something that really doesn't matter a whole lot to the team right now?
I would say our team definitely doesn't put it super high on like our what we're focusing on. I think coaches do a good job at just emphasizing just how we get to succeed, or you know, that end result comes from the process. And I think every day in practice we're just competing hard and we're all working hard, so we kind of leave the results up to themselves. But definitely exciting, but not something that we're always hyper-focused on every day. So,
and part of that comes from a spring where you go 14-3 and you reach that MIAA championship and make a push for the title there, going to five sets. How much do you kind of look at last spring and say, even though this is not what we wanted and our year was completely messed up, That was really good for us overall as we move forward to 2021.
Yeah, it was really good. And I think it's really good that we get to go right into a fall season. Even though it's very non-traditional, you know, we played in the spring and now we don't have a lot of time for our bodies to rest. But I want to get back on the court and, you know, get after it when it comes to the taste that was left in our mouth the last time that we played. So I think that's a really big positive about playing in the fall. But I was really impressed with us in the spring, and majority of our returners, you know, majority of our team are returners. So looking forward to that and being able to see how we do this fall.
We talked a lot last spring about some young players, some freshmen that stepped in and filled big roles, and how they kind of grew in the moment of everything that was happening. But was it also a time for some older players to maybe say, it's kind of a weird year, this isn't actually an account, I have another year coming back around, so I can kind of be focused on doing better at this, or maybe kind of expand my game in this area instead.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone did a good job of that, but we kind of spent a lot of time being a team in the spring. We treat it like a real season. So in the fall, in traditional fall, we spent a lot of time in the team aspect and what we need to do as a team. In the spring, traditionally, that's when we break things down a lot. But I think our girls treated it like a real season from the standpoint of really emphasizing what the team needed best and the roles that they needed to play within the team. And there were some improvements along the way from our team that I really like seeing from the standpoint of what our offense was doing and how we're continuing to get better in the defensive side from, you know, winning championships. That's what we're going to need to have and step up in that piece. And so there were some big moments that I felt like we grew as a team in the spring.
Maddie, when you look at it, 14-3 of the spring, the last four full seasons, three of them hitting 20-plus wins. Does it feel like this team is on the cusp? It's right there of... boy, we're knocking on the door to the winning an MIAA championship, heading in and doing some big things in the regional. Does it feel like, boy, if we get a few things to go our way, we're right there?
Yeah, I think it's just been cool. Like, I've been here for 4.5 years, which is kind of crazy, but just to see the growth and the resiliency of the team and how that has grown over the years has been really cool. Especially just being down in a match and seeing a fight just within our team and just kind of having that confidence of knowing that we are capable. It's just grown over the years since I've been here, and I think it's really exciting to see it grow even more, especially with last spring season, just everything that was thrown at us and the unknowns of obviously all of last year. I think it really just brought us closer and kind of just proved that we have more in us than we think. So just really exciting for the future. And then, yeah.
And a team captain, one of three on the team. What's that mean to you two? Of, you know, you're in that leadership role as a senior, but then actually having that cemented as a captain of this team.
Yeah, I think it's just an honor just to be able to like lead this team. And it's just a blessing to be able to like have this relationship with coaches and just be in a role that has this significance, but also just understanding too that every part of the team is super important, and just knowing that it takes the whole team to be successful. So I think it's an honor, and just the relationships make it even more exciting to be able to just work with the team every single day and work hard. Yeah.
And coach, when you look at Maddie coming in, she is sixth all-time in career assists at Northwest Missouri State. A lot of work goes into that, a lot of good communication. When you see a player like that coming in as a captain, a senior, she's put up numbers like that. What's that mean to you as far as knowing you can turn the reins over to her in a match and just kind of let her go?
It means a ton. You know, both you know, her and Alyssa have a lot of experience when it comes to setting. And I can tell you that Maddie will have that perfectionist piece to her that she's going to get it right. She's going to put more reps and she's going to get those things done. And so I've seen that out of her, from the standpoint of not shying away from any hard work. You know, putting the reins over to, you know, either of them, I think has been awesome. And they both play off of each other really, really well. It's a very competitive spot for the two of them. They've been great teammates throughout that piece, but, you know, Maddie has been able to lead that, I think, for Alyssa and show her, you know, our other setter, one of our other setters that has started, how to do it and how to be selfless with it. And I think that is just a sign of a great teammate, and you have to be able to have that selflessness to be able to be a captain. And I think she does that really well.
Bearcats opening up the season this weekend in the Courtyard by Marriott Volleyball Classic in Tampa, Florida. How tight's the schedule? I mean, is this volleyball and getting out? Is there some beach time reserved? What are we looking at?
There's some beach time.
Just a little?
Yep, there's some beach time. We actually have one and a half days on the beach when it comes to staying an extra day. And then we're going to go and actually do a dinner cruise as a team.
Nice.
So we do get to enjoy it a little bit. It's great that it's over Labor Day so we can... end up getting some of these things scheduled. And when he asked me if I wanted to be a part of the tournament and I saw what weekend it was, it, you know, landed on, I knew that this was a perfect matchup for us to be able to get down there and play some volleyball, but also enjoy ourselves.
That'll be a blast. Maddie, will Coach spend time on the beach? Will she be watching film on her tablet? Is there any relaxation there?
I'm not sure what goes on in her brain sometimes.
Fair. That's fair.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see.
There's a great aquarium in Tampa also. You should check that out. So
I'll lay on the beach just versus going, out there. Going to aquarium.
Oh, it's great too. All right. I appreciate you guys coming on. It's good to see you again back on the Coach's Show, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Head Coach Amy Wirth for Northwest Missouri State Volleyball, as well as Senior Captain Maddie Ahrens joining us on the Bearcat Coach's Show. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from Pizza Ranch.
Support comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating more than 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information is available on location or online at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or facebook.com/pittsbodyshop.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville, celebrating 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Eckerd's Home Improvement in Stanbury, serving the community for more than 50 years. Eckerd's can assist in kitchen and bathroom remodels and offers tile, hardwood, or carpet options. The design centers open Monday through Saturday and online at eckerdsflooring.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
Back at Pizza Ranch in Maryville, talking with Northwest Missouri State Head Cross Country Coach Brandon Masters. Coach Masters, always good to see you, and getting ready to open up the season coming up this weekend. The Bearcats on their home course. It's the Bearcat Cross Country Open. That's at 6 o'clock this Friday. And we look at the MIAA preseason polls, which came out a little bit ago earlier this month. Northwest Missouri State men pick second in the MIAA, and the women pick sixth. And, Coach, we look at the success that both of these programs have had, and I guess you think about the runners that have been out there and have put up some great numbers. You think of a guy like Jordan Cope after he wraps up and he leaves the program there, but still some really good returners. The women's team took second at that national invitational meet last year, when, of course, we only had two meets. So when you look at these two teams coming in, does it feel like, boy, if things click, they can do a lot of good this fall?
Yeah, we're really excited about, you know, who we have on the roster. Yeah, we've lost a few you heavy hitters for us, but guys have been around the program for a while, men and women. But on paper, we look really good. We've had an amazing summer of training. Kids are fit. Workouts are going well. And, you know, there's some optimism going into this first meet on Friday. And, yeah, we're picked pretty highly on the men's side in the conference. I thought the women should be a little upset with their preseason, but you know, that'll drive them.
Well, and you think about coming into this year after only having two meets essentially last year. There was the one that was the pseudo MIAA championships at Newman, and then the invitational down in Lubbock. How do they kind of respond after, man, that just kind of sucked as far as the fall goes? Now we're coming around. You look at the schedule. We've got meets. We've got a chance to get into a regional, a national championship meet. I mean, it kind of feels like we're back to where we need to be as far as that goes.
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the things with our program is that, you know, we have six sports, you know, three different sports, cross-country, indoor and outdoor, and both genders. So we're a very unique sport, and most of the time people think of us as one. But, you know, with cross-country, not having the opportunity to run real meets last year, a lot of these kids are big fans of cross-country, because cross-country is totally different than track and field. And so when you love cross-country and it's taken away from you, or at least in mostly taken away. At least they got to run a little bit last year. So there's a lot of great work that was put in preparation for a what everybody thought was going to be a real season this fall. And so far, knock on wood, we're off and running and doing the right stuff to have some normalcy in the fall here. So we're real excited about the team. They're excited. Workouts show that they've done the work over the summer, you know, as a cross country and some of these other fall sports. You know, we don't have the chance to be with our kids day in, day out. And it's all about them doing the work. They've done the work, and we're excited. We have some good kids on each side, and we look forward to seeing what we have for real on Friday.
You know, the Bearcat Open this Friday. How important is that to not only come out and try to win your own meet, but also put up good times, build that confidence with your first meet, and then a couple weeks from now you're up in Lincoln with some hefty competition up there. I mean, just as this, hey, let's come out and let's set the tone now.
You know, it's interesting. I call it a rust buster. It's a very low-level meet. There's only a few teams coming, you know, some talented teams, but, you know, it's a very difficult course. One of the things people don't know as far as times, it really doesn't give us a real good indication of how good we're going to be, because our course is very hilly, very tough. Friday evening every year, so humidity and heat plays a part as well. Looking back, we do have some history of the event, so we'll be able to kind of compare some of our kids to what they've run previously. But I think the big thing is just to race, just to put on the jersey, go race as a team, and then we have a couple of weeks to figure out kind of where we set and what we need to put together for Woody Green over there in Lincoln. So, yeah, you're right. The competition in Lincoln is going to be much different than Friday. But I think both teams are able to handle that competition. We just got to kind of break off the rust a little bit, have some fun and race.
You're kind of making me feel better, too, because I've ran your cross-country course, and I'm like, this is brutal. I thought that was just me.
Yeah,
it probably is a little bit. But when you look at the women's team and you think about Caroline Cunningham and Amber Owens, those two are juniors. Everyone else is pretty young on that team. What kind of leadership role do they have to take and kind of help bring some of those younger players along?
Yeah, we are led by two fantastic ladies that have experience. They've raced a lot. After that, we're like I said, we're really young, but we're pretty talented, you know, and that's exciting. Most of these girls may be freshmen on paper, but they're not freshmen fully. They've got the chance to go through a whole year, you know, with track and field pretty much being normal last year for the most part. We know those ladies are ready to go, and there's some shoes to fill, and I think that our younger ladies are ready to do that. And so, you know, going into, we don't race a lot, so we'll get a good feel really after Woody Green. I like to, our first meet's just let's have some fun, let's get on the jersey, see where we're at.
On the men's side, you see guys like Augustine and Jake Norris, and you know what they're capable of. Are there a few guys under the radar on the men's side that names we should watch out for?
Well, I think across the board, if I had to pick any, the one that makes had the biggest outdoor campaign, you know, Reese Smith obviously had a fantastic outdoor with steeplechase and what he did at a national level. He is, of course, someone that we look forward to seeing how well he's doing. He's a little banged up right now, so we'll sit him on the bench for a little bit and try to get him right. But across the board, I honestly know, you know, obviously, who's your top five? I don't know how to filter out. I mean, between practices and different workouts and what they've done over the summer, we're just talented across the board. So it's not a big squad, and so everybody will play key roles, and it may be a different five every meet. It's going to be fun to watch. We should, different times, cross country is interesting because you could have your low stick, you know, and have that guy that's in the top 10 or whatever, or you could have five guys that finish all, you know, right next to each other. That's another way to really score some low points and win meets. So I think that team is talented, and I think they're a lot alike, so it'll benefit when they can pack run. And so I'm not going to name names, but other than Reese, I know what he did outdoors. Like I said, we're going to hold him for a couple of races. But I'm excited to see where this team goes.
It's a huge advantage, too. Like you said, if someone's injured or you just want to play the hot hand, I mean, you could have quite a few different guys stepping into those roles there, too. Northwest Missouri State Cross Country opening up this weekend at home with the Bearcat Cross Country Open. That's at 6 o'clock on Friday. Want to throw in something real quick track and field related. Earlier this month, Nikki Weststein added to the staff for track and field. She'll be coaching hurdles, horizontal jumps, and multi-events primarily. But what should folks look for as far as what Nikki brings to the table?
Well, she's got a lot of experience. I think this will be, don't quote me on this, 8 years, something like that. She's done a really good job at developmental coach, can take somebody and really make them better. And she's a heck of a recruiter. She's a busybody. I already know that. She's always doing something. So for me, you know, having such a big roster and only in the past 3 years, it's just been Nick and I. And so having another body in there to help us, the roster's a little lighter this year, and then we got extra help. I'm not sure what to do with all the help, which is exciting. She really takes a lot off of my plate because I coached all of those events as a primary, and there just wasn't enough of time to get done what I want to get done. So the level of specificity that she's going to bring to each kid's day is huge. And it's a little thing that counts to get that big PR. She's going to have the time to be able to get that those little things to kind of come through for the kids.
Awesome. Just another way for Northwest Missouri State track and field to be strengthened as we head into the indoor and outdoor seasons coming up a little bit later on as this year goes along. But, Coach, appreciate coming in. Good luck with the Rust Buster. Bearcat Open this weekend. This is kind of our Rust Buster, as you saw me fiddling with the mics a little bit earlier. We're figuring it out as we go, but it's great to have you here at Pizza Ranch, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
It's Brandon Masters, Northwest Missouri State Head Cross Country and Track and Field Coach, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout and be back to Pizza Ranch to wrap things up.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at mazingolake.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Planet Sub on 4th Street next to Student Body. Planet Sub opens at 10:30 every morning and offers a variety of oven-baked subs, cookies, and soups, and is also available for catering. More information at facebook.com/PlanetSubMaryville.
Support for the Bearcats on radio comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More online at RogersRx.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at USBank.com.
Support for the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store at pizzaranch.com.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show again, broadcasting live from Pizza Ranch this afternoon. Rejoined by Matt Tritton here. And Matt, good show to get the Coaches Show off to a good start for this fall season.
Yeah, it's exciting. So many things are going on right now for Northwest Missouri State Athletics. After this time last year, it was just kind of crickets around the athletic department due to COVID-19. So things are back up and going. Got a big matchup on Thursday with Northwest football. Then, as we mentioned, just everybody diving in. Some big matchups. Volleyball taking on a fifth-ranked team in the country. We've got tennis is going to be playing as they get rolling with the tournament in Leavenworth, Kansas. Golf next week, too. So it'll be a lot of fun.
And we might have just a little bit of self-promotion here while we have a moment or two. A new mobile app that we unveiled yesterday, I believe, Bearcat Public Media app. And you can go on your app stores and download it either through KXCV or Bearcat Public Media. And a lot of fine things on that app that I think folks will enjoy.
Yeah, it's a chance to listen live. You can actually stop it in real time and sync it up with a broadcast if you're trying to sync up our game broadcast with a video feed. You've got your local news, national news. We've got our podcast, Bearcat Rewind, and so much more on there, including local weather. So the only thing we don't have right now is a picture of John Coffey's face.
I'm still
pushing for that. But
I think we're good on that. So,
but yeah, just search Bearcat Public Media in your app store for iOS or Android, and check it out. But it looks slick, and it should work well as we move forward into the fall.
Not only works on phones, but also tablets as well. So a good opportunity to keep informed on news from around the region and listen to KXCV KRNW. Again, reminder that the Coach's Show coming to you on Tuesdays this year from Pizza Ranch in Maryville. Good show to start things off here today. We'll be back with you on next Tuesday as well. But also, we've got football coming up on Thursday night. Northwest and Fort Hays State from Hays, Kansas. We'll be on there with Bearcat Game Day beginning at 6 o'clock before the 7 o'clock kickoff again Thursday as the Bearcat football season gets underway. A reminder that you're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. Coming up on 1 o'clock, we'll be back with you again next Tuesday from Pizza Ranch.